Welcome to Cardslingers, coming to you coast to coast.
Hi, I'm Jamie Elford from Portland, Oregon, representing the West Coast.
I'm Melissa Sonova, speaking to you from the Midwest here in St. Louis.
And I'm Hillary, the New Yorker.
We're going to talk about what we like about the cards.
And what we don't like.
What we're learning.
And what we're teaching.
It's all about slinging them cards.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
Don't be scared, girl. We got you.
It'll be all
I'm scared.
Right. Trust me.
I don't want to. This is a scary episode for me.
I know. I remember I'm a little further along. So, you know, we'll hold your hand. We've got this. You've got this. Oh, don't make that phase.
Don't make me fly out there.
Oh, I know.
Look at that punam.
Look at the face, the little lip sticking out. Better watch out, a bird will fly over and poop on that lip.
Ew.
Okay. Is that what your grandma said? Jesus.
Yeah.
Mine would just say you'd freeze that way. You know, don't make that face. It'll get frozen.
There are accurate reasons. Like there are good reasons to be anxious because you don't want to Well, we should probably talk about what we're talking about.
No, yeah. I think this is great. I think that, you know, the more
what
we
do you think, listeners, what do you think we're talking about? What is Hillary afraid of?
Let's just speak like obtusely around it the whole time.
The entire episode.
See ya.
Yeah.
So these two are going through
growing
monstrous tarot and oracle and divination decks, Jamers and Hillary. And I already did mine. Joe built me a bookshelf and they all fit on it for now. And when they don't, he's going to build me a new bookshelf. And that's
correction,
how I made
though. He built you a bookshelf in a wall of your
in
house.
Yes.
Part of my French, but fucking awesome, number one and number two. He needs to come out and do that for me and possibly even Hillary, although she rents. Because I love this idea. I need bookcases. I love this idea that, you know, oh, I don't need to declutter or to stash or sell off collection. I'll just have my husband bust out
build
another
me,
wall
build
house.
Me a fucking bookshelf because
well,
I'm Melissa
know,
fucking Sonova.
Melissa fucking Sonova. She's obnoxious for a reason.
She's got 5 million planets in Sagittarius or something.
I think it's seven, but who's counting?
I think it's seven too. That's crazy.
So I started working on my deck, my collection, like midway through the pandemic or something, because I went on a deck binging buying habit in like 2020, 2021. I'm slowing down, I promise, really. And because I don't have enough space in my house to be able to add more bookshelves and stuff. And then we got the kitties. I've had to go with the idea of destashing, or as I like to call it now, right sizing. I need to figure out the right size for the containers I currently have.
That nice. Makes sense. Okay. Or rehoming too.
Yeah.
Like there's decks that you don't use, like do you rehome them? Do you resell them? Mm-hmm. Like what do you do? So this episode is kind of about that, but also about like, by the way, we're three professional tarot readers. There are many professional tarot readers that use one deck and one deck alone, and they're quite happy with that. I am not one of those readers.
Me neither. And it's funny because like I used to collect for collection's sake. Like, you know, there's like three major groupings of tarot enthusiasts. There's, you know, the readers that, like you said, Hillary, like their small collection of maybe one or two decks. You know, mm-hmm. and I say mm-hmm. one or two because, you know, sometimes they need a backup to that one, you know, so they right. buy two or something of their hardworking decks. I used to do a lot of that. But then there's some of us that like to just collect for, you know, the pretty picture's sake.
Yeah. And that's completely like, valid, too. If you're a tarot mm-hmm. deck collector that enjoys the art of tarot
send
and
us
don't
picks.
Read. You know, yeah, send us pictures of your collection.
See your shelves.
Oh. Yeah,
ooh,
we want to see the shelves. Yes,
that's
okay.
your homework.
I'm putting
that's
that down.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm always fascinated by what people buy, you know, what art they're into. But then the
why bought it too. What attracted yeah. you to that particular deck? Yeah.
And then
how they store them.
Yeah, and how they
and
store
then,
them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then there's this mm-hmm. new category that is like, you know, purpose or rights, you know, that the you said it better, Hillary, earlier, and I've forgotten the term, but those that want to have useful collective decks, like they have a deck for a purpose, whether it is like your hardworking deck and then like maybe the spell working deck because you don't want to break up your hardworking deck.
I don't remember what I just said, but like for a specific purpose. Yeah. Yes. So like topic based decks where it's just like off the top of my head, the Mystic Dreamer tarot deck I use for love readings and romance readings all the freaking time. I don't know necessarily know if that's the correct usage for it, but like so many people that had romance or love readings would select that deck just based on the vibe. They would look at the back of the deck and they're just like, that's the reading that I want my love reading from. And so because of that, it's just become attuned to those type of readings. So
yeah,
you can, and you can totally do that. You know, like this deck is for business readings, or this deck is for the tough love kind of readings. This deck is for romance readings, etc.
And that's kind of like where I'm trying to go with my deck, but I'm also trying to right size it. Like I have, and I'll link the, I wrote a Cartomancer article about this, I think 2 years ago in 2022 or something. And I'll see if I can get permission to post just my article up for people to see that, where I'm talking about right sizing my deck. Like, you know, why you would want to do this, you know, Gasball, you'd get rid of your babies. But I can't look at them as my babies because I never get rid of anything. But, you know, it's because that, again, I don't have that space. I don't have the ability to.
Sorry, as Melissa sinks down into the chair.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, it's perfect timing on this, which is, I know
so
it's probably,
sorry.
It's non sequitur, but it's also funny because it's well timed. She's like, I don't even want to participate.
Just like, no, I don't want to. No,
no, I'm not getting rid of my decks. You two are crazy.
No, I give a lot of mine away. I will give them away if it resonates with somebody, or like I get a lot from publishers, and not every tarot deck is going to resonate with you. And so I just give them to my friends, or if I don't think I'll use it again, I just share the love. And even still, I have a 6 foot by what would you say 4 or 5 foot bookshelf that's just chock full. I have at least 200 decks, at least. So
I don't want to count.
I'm mad about it.
Yeah, that's
why not. That's
kind of what we were just saying this before. We were just saying this before. So I moved to a new place about 7 months ago, and at a certain point, I was trying to curate. I was trying to rehome. I was trying to be like, I'm not taking the things that I don't need. I'm not taking with me. They're going to get a good home, etc. And at a certain point during the moving process, I was just like, fire sale. Like, everything must go. I like either wanted to burn everything down to the ground, or I just shoved all of the decks that I had in different boxes or bags. And I was just like, I will figure it out once we've completed the move.
There you go. And that was the right
counting,
thing.
Counting them is a different story entirely.
So. Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Well, that and just like for, you know, like using your fire sale example, like if you have a fire or something happens to your home, you know, flooding or something, depending on where you live, it's always a good idea to have a full list of, you know, your prized possessions. You know, like I use kind of this weird basic bare bones database thing for Mac and iOS called Collections. And I've got my tarot decks. I can set up my own fields for that. So I have one for the tarot, I have one for Oracle, and then I've got one for, because the reason I needed it on iOS is for the my charm Carrie collection.
The charms. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kind of true. The Carrie Paris thing. Yeah. My charms, my magpie, you know, stuff where I've got a whole bag filled halfway full of small charms that I don't know what I have. And sometimes I've bought, you know, the same thing twice or three times over, you know?
You know, pick me if you have any leftover charms from Carrie Paris. I'm available. Mm-hmm. I am available.
I have a, and I've done this at previous conventions where I've got a tin full of duplicates or ones that I don't need. And it's like, hey, let's set a time to trade. You know, bring your doubles over and we swapsies and, you know, I can have this, right?
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's you know, like trading. It's tarot trading cards in a way, you know. But
swapping.
Yeah.
Did you know, Jamie, this is kind of off topic. Jamie Sawyer did the Pocket of Peers mm-hmm. deck. Did you know that people are asking folks that are in the deck to sign their cards?
Yes, because I'm doing that. Because I'm having everybody sign my deck. I don't use the deck because I got her tarot tiles. So I'm having everybody that was in it to sign their card.
That's yeah, so my cute. My Pocket of Peers is not meant to be touched by anyone but myself at this point because we have people in it that we have lost. And
yeah, I can't read with this.
Yeah.
I don't think I can read with it either, unless of course I might be using it for mediumship possibly. But I don't want anyone to touch that particular deck. It's
can
one
I
of
play
the
a
few.
Voicemail for you since we're talking about Georgie in part?
Yes. Sure.
Is that okay? It's totally out of the George Corey was a very good friend of ours, who passed away a couple years ago around this time. Let's see.
Hey, lady, it's George. Have a rare free 25 minutes. I've been thinking about you. Just wanted to say hi. Make sure you're behaving yourself. If you are having any wild parties, I want to know why I have a bit of life. And anyway, Rudy and I are well. For sending you so much. Love,
I hope you
enjoy, and you're still
gonna
okay.
Love to connect with you. All right, darling.
Talk to
you.
Aww.
And so,
I miss that
voice. He's around. He's still around. But George and I were at the table with Mary Greer and Rachel Pollack when we were talking about how big is yours, and. Mary has an entire room that's dedicated to tarot of about 5,000 tarot decks. And Arwen has
a little bit.
That,
that makes me feel a little bit better about my collection.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Arwen's got more than that. Arwen has more than Mary Greer. Yeah. I don't even know how many Rachel had. I don't remember what she's, I don't think that she'd counted them. So yeah. I can't imagine because we've been in this field now for 30 years. Imagine having been in it for 60.
Yeah.
That's going to be us in, you know, 30 years. You know,
yeah, man.
If we're lucky, you know, and I mean, but yeah, like this right sizing, this card catalog, so to speak, Dewey Decimal System, you know, makes me happy to, I want to use all the decks in my collection. I don't want to, you know, forget about, you know, something and go, oh yeah, that was, why is this in a corner somewhere? You know, it should be, you know, I should be using this one more. So I really want to hone down to, you know, the decks that I want to love, use, you know, on a more regular basis. And I also have found that I get overwhelmed with certain visual clutterings where like I've completely cleaned my desk off of everything. It's got, you know, whatever I'm currently working on it, you know, on it.
But right.
I've found that as I've changed over the years, gotten older, wiser, whatever you want to call it, you know, my brain or what I need around me has changed too. Mm-hmm. And I can't just statically keep my collection, whether it's books or decks or anything else, you know, static anymore. Like I've even done this with books. You know, I've, you know, a crazy ass goal of mine would be, you know, to try and only keep three of the top fiction books. And that's why I've got two shelves, but you know what I mean? It's like, you know, books that you would want to keep and maybe reread over and over again. And that's something
I've been thinking about doing that. Yeah. But my family doesn't want me because I have a library in the basement, and then I have all of my nonfiction books are still in storage, and witchy and tarot books are all in the living room. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about purging all of my books because that's just a lot of fucking books. And they're like, no, you spent your whole life collecting these. I'm like, yeah, but I listen to audiobooks now.
You know, well, I mean, it's like, you know, you can keep the ones that, you know, the way I look at it is that the key, like I keep on my tarot shelf, I keep a lot of friends' books, you know, and it's at that point where it's one in, one out, where, you know, if I want to put somebody's new book, I have to figure out what I don't want. I've got three Rachel books up there, so that takes up some space. But, you know, it's I've got a lot of ebooks. And so my allergies have gotten better when I started removing some of the books because, you know, it's that dust. Mm-hmm. But something you can do, you know, something we can all do is like, you know, everybody's parents are like, you're going to inherit this when you're dead. You know, when we die, it's like some people will say, just take it now. I'm not, you know, if they're not using it.
Mm.
And it's something you really love, take it.
Like, that's what I was thinking of doing. I was just thinking of just going on Facebook or something and saying, like, X plus shipping, you can have mm-hmm. all of these metal books, because I have every single one of them, and I listen to them now.
Yeah.
So I'll probably keep my first three, like mm-hmm. the first edition ones that I have.
Yeah.
And get rid of all the rest,
or give your kids the first choice of your collection. Oh, you know, if there's anything you would want, well, they're the ones that are pushing you to keep it all.
They so read like crazy. They're both of them are crazy readers, but they don't read the same kind of stuff I do. Robert is very mm-hmm. into like D.F. and R.A. Salvatore. And yeah. Zoe reads whatever catches her eye at the books at the library, you know.
But if there's something that screams this is mom to them, let them have that first pick of, you yeah. know, eventually they'll be like, my mom forced me to read this when I was two. And, you know, I hated it. And yeah, yet
that's
I love it.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. I have all of their baby books saved. I take books aww. Very seriously. I have every single baby book that they had in their thing that was special to us. And they each have an amount. And yeah, books are so important. They're mm-hmm. and it's because I grew up in a house where my dad, like, he was a police officer, and they used to behind bookstores tear the cover off of books instead of send them back. They tear the cover off and throw them in the dumpster. And my father, on his breaks at 2 a.m, would dumpster. I would have books to read.
Wow.
Like, can you imagine my dad out there at like 2 a.m, up to his knees in paperbacks looking for books for me? Like, that's awesome. That's an awesome dad right there. So we always had books, and I made sure mm-hmm. that my kids always had books, and they've always had access to the tarot decks. But they just don't give a rat's ass because it's mom's stuff. So I could be fucking Taylor Swift, who is by far the coolest person that we have on our universe right now, in some regards. And people keep saying the carbon footprint, but God, she would be mobbed if she were on a commercial airline, wouldn't she? That just freaks me out. But anyway, but she's smart and she's dedicated. She's all of these things. And what the fuck, where was I going with this?
Hopefully
legacy.
It was
mom.
I could be that cool
your collection.
And I would say, hey kids, after listening to my new pop single, would you like to read these books I have? And they would be like, yeah, we're good.
Well, it's kind of true because you're known in the tarot world. Like, you have a few books under your belt, you have a few decks under your belt. I mean, you know, like, you're Melissa fucking Sonova.
Yeah, however, it's like a niche it's a niche like department, you know. Anyway, what we do, we always have the smallest amount of shelves in the bookshelf in the bookstore. And it's, you know, I'm not that big of a deal to them. And that's how it's supposed to be. Can you imagine if I were? God.
That would be kind of creepy, actually.
That would be creepy. Right. Although Zoe did used to wake me up by staring at me, and she'd have her little head right here, and I go, yeah. And she's right there, little creepy toddler eyes.
Well, you're supposed to be obsessed with your mom or your caregiver when you're that young. You know, it's just like you're depending on them for survival. Let's face it.
Absolutely nailed it. Yeah, but who stands next to somebody who's asleep and just stares at them until they wake up? Yeah,
I can see that. I can absolutely see that.
Pets, your pets, mine do that to me. You know, like, when are you going to feed us? You know, goddammit. But, you know,
treat dispenser. Yeah. Your living treats dispenser. Jamie, you're going through your collection. Is there a particular deck or charm system or divination system that you've uncovered that you are just like, oh, that's where that was? Or, oh, yeah, I really should be using this. Like,
yeah, kind of. So what I've done. So I've got my collections and four banker's size boxes, and they're all under my bed. Two of them I call my purgatory boxes. These are the ones that I've already looked through or gotten through, like Melissa and Hillary have, through, you know, publishers that I know I'm not going to use, but I've reviewed them or done something with them with the Cartomancer. And those are the ones that I keep or sell off, or, you know, the deck cries out and goes, hey, so-and-so needs this deck. And because sometimes that happens. The other two are my current working collection, so to speak. And yeah, I keep them under the bed because it's kind of that Swedish death method, I guess is what it's called, where you take
Swedish death cleaning. Yes.
Yeah. Or the moving methodology where you box everything up. And as you need it or think about it, you take it out. So the Starstruck Crystal Tarot deck that I have in gold, I think that's the name, something I got off of Etsy, I'll put in the show notes. That was one that I had been thinking about because somebody on Jenna Diaz's Moonlit Phase patron, Discord, showed their version, and they have a silvered version of it. So of course I had to go get it. And I reminded myself why I like it and why I wish they had done different things with it. They made the silver and the gray version really sparkly, and I can't read the cards because everything's in the sparkle text. I love the crystal associations. For some reason, this deck really rings true. But again, like I said, it's really hard for me to read because of all the bling. So I have it sitting in my useful shelf. I have played around with it. I need like natural, really bright light. Like you can totally see where I'm sitting in my studio right now. You will, maybe, if you stick around for our 100th episode.
Oh my God, holy shit. It might be live or something.
So there you go. Teaser.
Maybe.
But
Melissa, yeah. You raised your hand like a good little girl.
Oh, my goodness.
was there a particular deck that cried out to you to like rehome it or give it to someone? Because I think that's
thinking, like, I told the kids, the one thing I did tell them, I was like, don't get rid of a goddamn thing that's tarot related until you have one of my homies come and check it out. Because I have like a first edition. Yes. What is her name? The book that I learned from, Eden Gray. I have a first edition. It's a red hardcover.
Wow.
And it's first edition hardcover of her book. And I was talking to Judica Isles, and she was like, hold on to that. Holy crap. Apparently it's museum quality. So I have books like that. I have books that are signed by a bunch of people. So I'm thinking about stripping it down to first edition, first printing or signed, and then just keeping my collection like that. And the rest of it, you know, we can donate it. I can donate it to libraries. I take really good care of my books, you know, or, you know, I could sell them or whatever. But I just like, I think books should be read and held, and, you know, like my tarot decks should be, you know,
used.
They need their job. They need to do their jobs.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
What happens to a tarot deck that is not doing its job?
It is sad. Like, I forgot that I had my Little Monsters tarot. I've been using that nonstop for like the last month. It's my whole world. And I've had that guy for like, it's out of print now. So it's probably 6 or 7 years that I've had it.
Yeah. So I came across my Legacy of the Divine, which was like my workhorse deck for years and years and years. So I just came across that, and I pulled that off to the side. I'm just like, oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you make the same stupid noises that I do?
What? Like,
oh, yes, I've done that.
That happened.
Or I can't believe I decided I was going to get rid of you. Let's put you back on the shelf,
you
little
poor baby.
I'm so sorry. Let me get you some new clothes to put you in because I'm a bad tarot mommy.
But Jamie made a really good point before about cataloging your decks in case of an emergency or in case of, you know, a flood. And Jamie must be psychic because that's exactly what happened to me. Some of my tarot decks were destroyed a few years ago when I lived with my ex. It was a basement apartment. It was an illegal sublet, I will say.
Oh, God.
We had a really bad storm, and we had about half an inch of water across the entirety. And I had put my tarot decks on the bottom shelf of a bookshelf. So,
oh, baby, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So that was like the great flood of 2020, whatever. I think this must have been 2006, I think. My workhorse deck at the time was the Legend, the Arthurian Tarot, and absolutely destroyed. And I have never replaced it, actually. And now it's out of print. Though I do have the Llewellyn Tarot, which is the same artist, I believe, but different sensibility, Welsh mythology instead of Arthurian legend. But yeah, that example and the reason why you want to catalog your decks, yeah, that happened. And there's no replacing it. I was just so sad. Really good gauge of why my ex-boyfriend is my ex-boyfriend too, because
I forgot the reason I raised my hand. I was all excited, and it wasn't about my little monster deck. If anybody has the Big Muddy Tarot, the one that's about Louisiana, let me know. I think that's what it's called.
Big Muddy.
I've never heard of that deck. But
Reason why we record these episodes.
Yes.
I've never heard of that. But
for me, it's like I've never had any, thankfully, knock on wood here. You know, I've never had a tornado whip through my house and make me lose everything. I've never had a flood, although similar story in college. I wrote myself out of the sublet for a basement apartment. Me and a bunch of my, you know, friends were living in it because I moved out here. 2 months after I moved out here, they had the 100-year flood, and all their stuff you got or anything
destroyed.
Yeah, and I was gone. But you know, I was off the lease for that. But yeah, I've never had that happen. However, since I think in 2022 we had a fire that, you know, made us, you know, start thinking, because we had like two fires, one coming in from the west and another coming from the south, that was like, we should probably think about what would happen if we have to leave. What stuff would we take? You know, it's like, what tarot decks do I know? Like my first edition Vertigo Tarot that I had Rachel sign the book for. That's coming with me.
Holy fuck shit.
Yeah, shit like that. Or like I've got at the time I bought a $300 first edition Evan Earle print book / poems that he wrote. And that's signed, you know, that's something that's, I think, an art collector's item that I'd like to find a new home for whatever the price it is going now. But yeah, there's stuff like, you know, natural disasters. You kind of think about stuff like this because, you know, most of the mass market decks, I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. I can get those again, you know, if they're still in print. If they're not, the ones that are not in print, it's like, yeah, I'm going to make a tarot bug out box or a fireproof bug out tarot box or something, you know, trying to find some of the new mediums to keep it safe, because with it being, you know, my primary source of income, my lifeline to my friends, and, you know, just the fact that I'm a collector of it, this is stuff that, you know, yeah, there are babies. Yeah. And I don't
know. Oh, okay. It's called the Delta Enduring. I don't know where I came up with it, buddy.
Okay.
The Delta
Enduring.
I will trade a good deck or the slow holler deck, I will straight up trade for that.
Wow.
Because one of my friends needs it for doggy. So if anybody has the Delta Enduring deck, I will purchase or trade for that.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, threw down. Yeah. And I really, I know, really love my slow holler deck. I know how
much you love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not as much as my friend likes this one. So just saying, just putting it out there into the universe that my friend's dog ate her tarot deck, which
seems like it's a my dog ate my homework kind of an excuse, yep. But sometimes that shit actually happens.
It happens
all the time. Cats, dogs, like, you know, my cat, my kittens, who are actually two as of this recording today.
Oh my goodness.
I know, my little rag.
Happy birthday, kitties.
Thank you. They're currently napping on various surfaces of the house. But yeah, they like to gnaw on the corner of books, you know, or boxes. They'll go, and it's like, no, don't do that. And they're like, but it tastes good or it smells good. So all this, I mean, I know we're kind of, you know, weaving in and out of different stories, but all this is going back to the idea of right-sizing your deck collection. What, you know, what spaces do you want to keep, you know, your deck in? What containers do you want to keep them in? How do you want to display the ones you want to display?
And like, how do you determine that? You know, how do you determine it?
But I don't.
I wrote an article on that. Like, I said, exactly. Let's see if I could get the article.
We need the article.
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie's article will answer the question that we pose. Yes. So that's awesome.
But if you're that type of reader, you know, you can, mm-hmm. you can choose like, oh, well, I need three decks because I do these types of readings. So I'll need one for this, one for this, one for this. You could do it that way. Or you could do it by request. I've taken requests where it's just like, oh, I really liked that deck that you were using last month. What is it? And by the way, most of us will provide hashtags or name the deck. Like, yes, if we do a card of the day, we will always let people know that this is this deck. Because
if
we want to be able
to start doing that. Yeah.
Please start giving credit. Thank you. Please and thank you.
Yeah, it's credit. And also for the junkies in the room, we want to know what decks you've got so we can, you know, copycat like you as well.
We will follow you. We will ask you until you answer us because we need to know.
We know where you live.
No,
we know where anybody lives.
What are you guys doing? Listeners.
We're being creepy.
It's working.
For Christ's sakes, it's working.
I think collections are great until they overtake the space that you have. And then you have to figure out some kind of cataloging and you have to curate your collection. So I think that what I'm going to have to get across to the kids and to Joe is that I'm not getting rid of my books. That's crazy bananas talk. I'm mm-hmm. curating my collection because I have well over 4,000 books in the basement. I'm sure of it. They're ceiling, you know, to ground, 6-foot bookshelves all the way around the basement full of books. And I don't need them. Other people can use them and we can use the space for something else, you know. That curation is really important. And that way, smaller collections are easier to store and they're easier to keep safe, you know. Yes. But right now, like, I consider my library a collection and it's just sprawling. It's everywhere. I've got, I don't know how many books in storage. There are books like in storage downstairs. And maybe someday I'll have the bookshelves in the basement that I want where I can display all of them happening today. You know, and I want to make sure that they're safe. So, and also like two, one thing just feels heavy, you know, if you don't have the space for it.
Yeah. So. Well, and keeping it clean or safe, like, you know, as much as I like building book forts, you know, sometimes you don't
I love you, Jamie.
I want to come over and build a book fort with you, but it'd probably hurt us both because knowing us, we'd make it at an angle and it'd collapse on us. But that's the stuff we don't want.
We'll shore it up with my laboratory collection. So it'll be fine.
That works. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We're not going to talk about all the labradorite that.
That's a different episode.
Yeah. But yeah, we all have teardrops. We all have the same labradorite necklace kind, you know. bought from different places, but very similar in size and shapes. And I think you pretty much wrapped it up for us. Curate your collection to your needs, time, space, and money. And if any of you have lists for tarot decks you don't want, let us know.
And also send us your pictures, because we want to see how you display them, how you curate them.
Yeah, we want to see your shelfies.
Show us your shelfies.
And I am looking for a Delta Enduring Tarot deck. If anybody has one, let me know, because those it's by Egan and they're out of print.
Yep.
So
we'll see you next time.
On the hunt.
Sweet. I'm on the hunt. All right. That's the whole reason we have this episode, you guys. Anyway. I hope you have fun with your decks. Yes. I hope that you have fun with them. That's my final thought.
They're meant to be used.
Thank you so much for joining us at Cardslingers Coast to Coast. You can check out more episodes at cardslingerscc.podbeam.com. And please send us your questions at cardslingerscc@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.